The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Hi, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch from Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga, or KLTC 1460 Dickinson, iHeart Radio, on our podcast at whatsonyourmindradio.com. However you're listening, whenever you're listening, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Congressman Kevin Cramer this hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're told he's making his way from the House floor to call us as he's just wrapping up speaking on the floor of the House of Representatives. That gives us an opportunity to pick up a little bit of Governor Jack Dalrymple's budget address, which we'll do in just a moment here. We have Tom in Newburgh and Dan in Turtle Lake waiting to chat with Congressman Cramer. We have some off-air calls. So, Tom and Dan, hold tight. As soon as Congressman's here, we'll go to him. And your questions first right out of the chute here today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Governor Dalrymple just took to the podium a few minutes ago at the state capitol and said three priorities will lead the state this year and his budget. One is solid investments with a priority on infrastructure, tax relief, and healthy reserves. So we know that much. He's laying out the first few snippets of his budget address. We'll pick up some of this now live from the Capitol, Governor Jack Dalrymple.
We'll further enhance our environmental protections, and we will make other investments to meet the challenges that come with dynamic growth and progress. It is important to remember that our ongoing general fund spending is limited to $300 million in oil and gas tax revenues as prescribed by state law. The remainder of oil tax revenues, as illustrated in Chart 2, is dedicated to a number of special purposes as required by the Constitution and state statute. Our constitutional funds include the Legacy Fund, the Resources Trust Fund, and two school trust funds. Statutory funds include the Strategic Investment and Improvements Fund, the Property Tax Relief Fund, the Disaster Fund, the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and others. Political subdivisions and tribes also receive oil revenues directly. As you can see, the general fund allocation, not including transfers, makes up only 3.6% of total oil and gas tax revenues. Because the general fund receives such a small portion of oil revenues, it is not heavily impacted by oil volatility. Our strong revenues allow us to continue making significant one-time investments that do not add to the state's ongoing obligations. We are proposing in the 2015-17 biennium $2.2 billion in one-time general fund expenditures. With these one-time investments, we can do great things, like making supplemental funding immediately available so that the state's oil and gas region can begin projects at the onset of the 2015 construction season. We can invest in statewide infrastructure, including roads and water projects. And we can improve our state park system. We can increase our support for affordable housing and help build schools to meet the rapid growth in student enrollments. And we can help our colleges and universities catch up on deferred maintenance. Remember, these investments do not need to be repeated in the future if our economy should take an unexpected turn. As always, we have exercised sound fiscal management. Our budget neither bonds nor borrows, and it imposes no new taxes or fees. To meet our budget objectives during the 2015-17 biennium, we will also be putting the state's available reserve funds to good use, as shown in Chart 3. Still, these reserve funds will continue to receive revenues during the two-year budget cycle, and they will maintain healthy balances on June 2017. This chart shows that our ending general fund balance on June 30th, 2017 will be $97 million, and the SIF fund will total $1.2 billion. During the upcoming biennium, we will utilize the SIF fund to expand our school construction loan program and provide jumpstart funding for our oil and gas region. We'll also put the property tax relief fund to work as part of a larger tax relief plan. Our other reserve funds are less accessible, like the Budget Stabilization Fund, which will total $686 million in 2017, and the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which will reach $1 billion. These funds can only be accessed if the state runs short of funding it needs for essential services. The Legacy Fund will hold $3.5 billion on June 30, 2015, and will grow to about $6 billion by the biennium's end. The Legacy Fund, created by the people of North Dakota through an initiated constitutional amendment, is not available until 2017. As you can see, North Dakota is financially strong, and with continued sound fiscal management, will remain financially strong for many years to come. After accounting for our ongoing and one-time expenditures and with our revenues secured, North Dakota still has the financial resources to provide additional tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota, as shown on Chart 4. In the last biennium, we reduced property taxes by increasing the state's share of school funding and permanently reducing the amount to be paid by the local taxpayer year after year. This is true property tax relief, and not just a state payment of property taxes on behalf of the local property owners. In this budget proposal, we are recommending that the state also assume a larger share of the cost of county social services and thereby relieve property owners of still more of their local tax burden. As a first step, we recommend the state begin covering in January 2016 what is now the county's share of child welfare programs, the SPED program, and emergency human service costs. This will result in a mill levy reduction for local taxpayers totaling $23 million in savings. We are further recommending that the state assume still more of the cost of county social services in the 2017-19 biennium after developing a system to reimburse costs on a caseload basis. This reimbursement system requires careful study, and it requires fully operational eligibility and Medicaid software packages. That means full implementation cannot be achieved until the 2017-19 biennium. The result, in the end, will be more equitable, more efficient, and more accountable funding of social services throughout the state. County employees would continue to deliver the county-based services. In the meantime, this budget continues for one more biennium, the 12% county tax buy-down, which was implemented last session, at a projected cost of $250 million for the biennium. This form of property tax relief is appropriate for the time being until permanent tax relief can be achieved by the state taking over most, if not all, of the cost of county social services. That assumption of costs would virtually eliminate the 20 mil tax levy allowed under our current law. We also propose expanding the homestead tax credit to make more people eligible by raising the maximum income threshold from $42,000 a year to $50,000. This will further reduce property taxes for seniors wishing to stay in their homes. Property tax relief is a top priority, but we can and should do more. We also propose $100 million in individual income tax relief on top of the reductions provided in the two previous legislative sessions. Altogether, this will reduce income tax rates by nearly 50% from the rates paid before 2009.
This is live coverage of Governor Jack Dalrymple's address to the legislature. Congressman Kramer down on the House floor. We'll have him when we come back. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Kevin Kramer is here. We're going to get to your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Just to give you the headlines so far in the governor's address to the Legislative Assembly, we're talking about total spending of about $5.3 billion. About a 5% increase is what the number everybody will be looking at to say, okay, how much is this going to go up? But 5% increase, $5.3 billion in general fund spending. Of that, and you just were hearing that before the break, about $408 million in proposed tax relief. The governor's put a number on the total tax relief since 2009 of $4.3 billion. Gives you an idea of the economy. And they're also talking about infrastructure investment in the tune of $3 billion statewide. So one other piece that I know a lot of the especially oil-impacted communities have asked for, a loan fund for access for infrastructure. Governor talked about taking $100 million from the Bank of North Dakota profits, putting it in a revolving loan fund that would be able to be accessed by communities for infrastructure. That I know something popular in a number of oil patch communities. We'll give you more on this as we go. And, of course, Governor Dalrymple joins us tomorrow for a full review. So looking forward to that. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Delayed a little bit because we were watching you on C-SPAN while the governor was speaking. So we knew the reason for the delay. Kevin, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall. How are you?
Thanks. And, it was an honor to get on the floor today. It always is, of course, but to be able to talk about the ABLE Act, which we're going to vote on this afternoon, and I suspect pass overwhelmingly, and we expect the Senate's going to pass their version of it. We'll have a law before the end of this year that will allow the families of children with disabilities to start a savings account, a tax-free savings account on behalf of those children, and that savings account would have to be used, of course, for expenses that are eligible for the account, but mainly healthcare related and education related expenses that allow them to get a hand up, a leg up, if you will, and level the playing field a little bit for those families who have tremendous blessings and as well as tremendous challenges as a result.
Absolutely, it was interesting to hear the heartfelt stories from some North Dakotans that you mentioned.
I know. I meant when I said my intention was to give an eloquent speech on the merits of the ABLE Act, and then I started getting these emails, and I'm thinking, well, never mind. They'll do it just fine.
Good stuff. We have some calls waiting for you already. Congressman Kevin Cramer here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Any questions on any topic, anything you want to ask your member of Congress, your one and only member of the United States House of Representatives from North Dakota, have at it today at 800-228-0550. Tom in Newburgh, you're first to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if you have any information on any tax updates at the end of the year, like specifically the depreciation and trade-off stuff.
Yeah, I sure do. So we were very close, a couple of days ago to having making the 179 expensing, the ability to expense or depreciate 100% of equipment purchases up to $500,000 in the year in which they were acquired, making it permanent. It was part of a 10 extender deal that Harry Reid negotiated with Dave Camp, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And it was a big deal for a lot of reasons, friend, for a lot of employers, a lot of businesses, as well as of employees. And it was all ready to go, agreed to by both sides, and the president threatened to veto it. So Ron Wyden, the chairman of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, came in and blew the whole thing up yesterday. And so it looks now like we're going to end up passing a one-year extension, which, relating to the specific item you just asked about, it would be a retroactive because, of course, that 179 expensing expired at the end of last year. So anything that you would have purchased this year or anything you plan to buy yourself for Christmas, assuming that this bill would pass this week, and I have no reason to believe it wouldn't, you'd at least be able to deduct those expenses.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Then hopefully, though, Tom, we'll take it up next year. I know that Paul Ryan will become the new chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and he wants to get pretty aggressive about some of this stuff. And, just because the president threatens a veto, I think we ought to place a few things on his desk. The Democrats in the Senate didn't want to go that far. So next year, I suspect we'll have the same package and maybe some other things that we'll be able to put on his desk.
Well, in the future, it's sure nice to have a little more than a month to figure some of these things out. So I sure like the idea of that permanent extension.
Tom, what's interesting about that, I'm with you, and that's why we made it permanent in the House. We actually passed a bill that makes it permanent, along with several other extenders, a bonus depreciation, a R&D credit, charitable IRA rollover. It's to provide that certainty that everybody needs to make big investments in job creation going forward. And without certainty, what you do is you stifle the economic opportunity. So, but for the last 20 years or so, Congress has liked 2 and 3 year extensions because that keeps, this is my theory, by the way, that keeps the political action committees and the lobbyists coming to them with their handout. And by making it permanent, we do two things. One, we give permanency and certainty to the marketplace. And then secondly, you know, we put some lobbyists out of business. That doesn't break my heart much either.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. Let's get Dan in Turtle Lake here before the break. Go ahead, Dan. You're up with Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550.
Good morning, Congressman and Scott, and thank you both for the opportunity. I want to read something here that Thomas Jefferson wrote. He wrote that a constitutional revolution might be needed every 20 years. Indeed, the lesson of our history is that the task of merely maintaining strong and sturdy the structures of a constitutional order is unending, the continuing and ceaseless work of every generation. Congressman, we need a constitutional revolution, and I'm begging you to start it, and to start it by stopping John Bonner doing this continuing resolution through September of next year, therefore gutting the votes of the American people who have put a Republican Senate in. Please, through February only, demand the budget out of this administration and then gut it. Stop spending my unborn great-grandchildren's money. I'm tired of it. It's pathetic. Please, I'm begging you, sir.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see it?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Dan, and I get your point, although I'm not sure how it relates to the constitutional revolution, because what's interesting is many liberals use that same quote to argue that the Constitution needs to be changed every 20 years because it's not adequate for the times, and that's how they interpret Donald Jefferson's
word. Just follow it. That's the revolution. Hold our elected officials accountable to their oath of office and make them follow the Constitution, please.
Right.
I mean,
so,
look at Merrick Garland. She should be in jail. Eric Holder should be in jail. Our president, he and Ben Bernanke, Tim Geithner, and George Soros came up with quantitative easement 1, 2, and 3 to systematically, in a controlled fashion, devalue our American dollar, and they've done just that, and that is treason, sir.
Well, you know, you may believe it's treason. And I believe me, I understand what you're saying, although in terms of whether they should go to jail or not, unfortunately, some of what they've done is unfortunate and as reprehensible as we think it is. They're probably well within their legal right and constitutional right to do some of that. But that said, it certainly was not the intention of the original founders. But like I said earlier, the constitutional revolution that Jefferson called for every 20 years, most people, and at least many people, interpret to mean that you need to constantly be changing it. And I do reject that notion altogether. Now, with regard to the continuing resolution, this is going to be the big fight of next week, you guys.
Yeah, let's hold that until after the break here, because we're up against the break. And we'll get your take on what will happen next week on that big battle on the continuing resolution when we come back. We have a number of off-air calls on the same topic as to the message of the last election as well. We'll get to those. 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the weekly talk radio town hall. Before you answer the previous question on the big fight of the upcoming week on the continuing resolution, I want to roll a number of calls that all dance around this and what the Republican response ought to be, what the message from the election is perceived by listeners to be, because there's a recurring theme here, and it ties into what the previous caller was asking about, so I'll just give you these all at once. These are four different calls that have coming from different folks, go to the same point, and then we'll get your whole answer on the continuing resolution fight and your response to these folks in general, because they're basically all asking one version of the same things. That sound good, Kevin?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, go ahead and roll that if you would.
Kevin Cramer, the Republicans were given a landslide victory to stop Obama and the Democrats. So are the Republicans really going to let Harry Reid write the budget bill, giving them everything they want until September 30th, 2015? That's not only stupid, it's gutless. I'm stabbing the voters in the back.
Yes, I'd like to ask Mr. Cramer, what's with his leader, Boehner, trying to fund the government for a whole year with the Democrats in charge of the Senate? Why not just fund it for a couple of weeks or a month, so they can do the whole budget come January or February when the Republicans are in control? How is he going to get rid of Obamacare if you fund it for another year? I think that guy needs to get off his stupid pills and start doing something straight for a change. That was my comment. Thanks. Bye.
Question for Congressman Cramer. Why are you cowardly Republicans planning on voting to continue the Democrats' ruinous, unsustainable spending? I sent you there to fight, not to roll over and play dead.
Hello there, Congressman Cramer. Thank you for being on the radio today, coming on the air. Wondering if you are aware of Speaker Boehner's plans. He is going to get together with Harry Reid, and they're going to fully fund Obama's amnesty program. Speaker Boehner and Harry Reid are going to fully fund Obama's executive amnesty. Where do you stand on that? Will you be supporting Speaker Boehner and Harry Reid, or will you vote against funding Obama's executive amnesty? Senator Mike Lee, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Senator Dave Vitter, and Representative Louie Gohmert all have a great plan to not fund his executive amnesty, and wondering if you're on board with them, or if you're going to support Speaker Boehner and Senator Reid and fully fund Obama's executive amnesty. Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. All dancing around the very same issue. And obviously the voters are engaged in watching the sausage making very closely. So go ahead and let us know what the plan is.
a lot of good information, a lot of good comments, which in principle I largely agree with, except there is one minor point that I think sort of is lost, and that is that the new Congress doesn't take over until January. And in the meantime, we have a budget and an appropriations process that is not the responsibility of the next Congress. It's the responsibility of this Congress. And that is, of course, to fund the government through this fiscal year, which is September 30th. What the Speaker has come up with that I think they're referring to, and I frankly don't think it's going to happen, in all honesty, because what they're talking about is what we're all talking about out here. And that is that we would pass what's known as an omnibus. We've heard that word before. It's basically 11 of the 12 appropriations bills that we're required by law to pass every year. Except for the Homeland Security, which is where, you know, obviously where border security and whatnot lies. So we would fund those other 11. And when they say fully fund, there's some confusion about that as well. Remember, we are still under the rules of the Budget Control Act and the sequestration. So when you say fully fund, certainly it's funding at a much lower level than the president and the Democrats want, but we will absolutely stick to that rule. With regard to Homeland Security, it would be to fund it through a continuing resolution, which means at the current levels until the next Congress can take over. So I think it basically provides 2 months of funding in the new Congress, during which time we would then use the new Congress with a Republican Senate to then work toward the amnesty issue that people are bringing up and try to undercut that and change it in a way that reflects our values of a more secure border before we take on any other immigration issues. So that's in a nutshell what the Speaker proposed to do. When they say Harry Reid, the reason that Harry Reid's name comes up is because he has agreed to allow that in the Senate. And that's a pretty big, you know, concession on their part, because remember, the Senate doesn't have to accept any of this. They are still controlled by the Democrats, so whatever we do. Now, we could argue whether we ought to fund the rest of the government through September 30th, and that's a consistent debate as well. And most people, including Paul Ryan, the budget chairman, who will become Ways and Means chairman and a favorite of the conservatives, believes that we ought to stick to the agreement as passed last year, fund the omnibus, if you will, the appropriations, because the appropriations bill, I can tell you all this, many good things are in those appropriations bills, because the House passed the appropriations bills, the Senate never did. So we passed a whole bunch of riders, things that for example, that the Waters of the U.S. rule and the EPA cannot be funded with this appropriations bill, and a whole bunch of other riders like that are policy riders where we can actually inflict our will on the president through this appropriations process. So it's actually a bigger concession on the left than it is on the right to do this. And like I said, we maintain the opportunity to change the Homeland Security appropriations early in the new Congress. Whether that happens or not, you know, I have my doubts. We are, I think, going to vote this week on a bill that basically outlaws the president's executive action. The problem with that, of course, is the Senate is still in Democratic control, and it will not pass the Senate. But we will pass that in the House. We'll pass it without much of any problem whatsoever. So that's sort of the strategy, but it is sausage-making. Scott, it hasn't been settled yet. It was the first proposal provided by the Speaker on yesterday morning to the House, and I suspect it'll be something somewhat different than what he proposed.
A lot of the criticism you heard is from the callers is echoing things that Republican senators are saying, alleging that the House GOP is on the verge of breaking election promises. Why are those folks, why are they saying that?
That's interesting, because none of those senators could deliver on anything we gave to them for the last 2 years. So I am always amused that Mike Lee and Ted Cruz talk tough, but they've yet to deliver a single victory for the cause. So that's the problem that we deal with, is that they can talk, we have to actually produce. And so next year, when they're in the majority, we can actually do some of the things, I hope, at least assuming they have the influence they think they have, to accomplish some of these things. The government was shut down for 16 days a year ago over some similar types of issues, and none of the things that were promised in the shutdown, like Obamacare would no longer be funded because we defunded Obamacare, of course they had to learn the hard way that none of those things were true, that the Constitution and our laws do provide for mandatory spending, unfortunately. So now that we have a majority, in the Senate, now we can actually change laws as opposed to, you know, this other process that, I think some people are confused about with regard to mandatory spending.
I heard Trey Gowdy earlier, you know, talk about the battle on immigration. He did a great job of questioning one of the Obama administration officials yesterday on the president's changing stance on that particular issue. But if he was asked, you know, is the government shutdown one tool in your tool chest on this? And he really said, look, it just, you know, it didn't work well. A lot of folks are confused because they say, you know, the political tea leaves suggest that everybody in Washington, D.C. believes that reflected poorly and caused political damage for the Republican Party. It was a year ago, yet there was historic election you know, wins for the Republicans. So was the shutdown a political loser, or why not use it again?
Well, first of all, the government shutdown was, in fact, a political loser. If anybody looks at the trending of the polls, you know, we being Republicans were in the tank shortly after that, but we got bailed out by Obamacare actually being implemented. It's like, President Lincoln once said the best way to repeal a really bad law is to fully implement it. Well, we tried to prevent the implementation of Obamacare, led to shutdown and led to, you know, disastrous politics until it got fully implemented. And then the public got to see exactly what was in that 2000 plus page bill. And that's what turned certainly turned the tide for Republicans. And I'd also remind, you know, we all know, and the callers were all very eloquent on this point because they're right on point. People should never be confused that Republicans won because we're so awesome and people love Republicans. We won because they're so fed up with Barack Obama. And as he said in his own words, this was really an election, a referendum on his agenda, if not on him personally. And so it really was a rejection of the Obama administration and their policies, but it's not like it was an overwhelming endorsement of what Republicans are doing. So I think we have to be careful, be prudent, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to do. I think that's what the speaker is trying to do. But I will tell you, this is where I'm 100% with I think most of the callers, and that is the power of the purse, especially now when we have the Senate, is really where we're going to have leverage. You're going to see it in the omnibus because, as I said, there'll be a lot of policy writers. And what a lot of them are called is they're called there are amendments that are called limitation amendments. In other words, it says, here's the money, but here's what you are not allowed to spend it on. And you can do that with 51 senators. Remember, the other thing about the Senate is passing policy requires at least 60 votes. So the power of the purse is powerful, especially with the Senate majority. And I think it's unlikely, at least it's less likely, that a president would veto spending bills that would keep the government running. So it's like you said it best, it's sausage making, and we're all learning a lot through the process. But
we have a bunch of calls waiting to weigh in here. Amy and Bismarck, Western Hayes and Chuck and Dickinson. I'm up against the clock, so we're going to start with you as soon as we come back and go through these callers. I want to ask you about a story that's caught everyone by surprise that it happened this quickly, but the passing of Fargo Mayor Danny Wallaker. Your reaction to that?
Well, it was sad when I saw it late last night. I got a text about it. You know, it's just so very sad. And you think about some of the great characters, and really, that's the best way to put it, of our political history in North Dakota. He's certainly among the most interesting, most effective, and frankly, in many respects, unusual. He didn't fit the mold, and that was part of what I think made him so popular. And also the fact that he was very effective at the things that mattered most to the people of Fargo. So it's a very sad day, but a celebration of really a fantastic life.
A great public servant. He was the people's mayor all the way, for sure.
No question about it.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people think of him as a flood fighter, and he was a heck of a flood fighter, 32 years of public works to the city of Fargo, and then later as mayor. But he just was uber accessible.
That's the key. But you know, the thing, Scott, and I'll always have these great memories about him, is sometimes he would actually say things that were like insulting to me. And all I could do is agree with him and be amused.
Yeah, no, he broke the mold, that's for sure. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher. This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are brought to you in part today by BNSF Railway. They're hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 have been hired here in North Dakota. Did you know that? If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit bnsf.com/careers. MyPillow.com, a great resource if you snore, if you have neck pain, if you have insomnia, if you have migraines, allergies, sleep apnea, TMJ, RLS. It has helped a lot of people who suffer from those ailments get a good night's sleep. And there's a two-for-one deal right now to celebrate MyPillow's 10-year anniversary and the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation designation. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Use promo code SCOTT. And find a great deal there when you go there. You can also call them for the same deal, 800-506-9028. MyPillow. 2-for-1 original classic pillow deal when you use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Check it out. All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Amy in Bismarck had a question for you. Congressman, go ahead, Amy.
Senator Cramer, are you willing to fight for our rights as U.S. citizens to the 10th Amendment and get education back and control of the states, not the government? Because Common Core violates our 10th Amendment, making it illegal, right?
Well, Amy, first of all, I've already done that. We passed in the House of Representatives the Student Success Act, which does exactly what you just stated from the 10th Amendment. And it returns all authority back to states and, more importantly, to local school districts, including defunding any testing, any type of universal or standardized testing. So what it does, basically, it removes all of the financial incentive that would come out of the Department of Education to even encourage or incent standardized testing. Now, but at the same time, though, it does allow the states to do it. In other words, your problem with Common Core isn't a federal problem. It's a North Dakota problem because North Dakota's accepted it. So even with our law, North Dakota can still consolidate or organize with other states and do a coalition or consortium and have standardized testing. But, yeah, the House has passed very good legislation. The Senate, of course, did not pass it.
The graveyard of a lot of good legislation. So now that the Republicans have the Senate, does that something you have to pass that again in the next?
We'll have to pass it again, and likely will pass some version of it. What it did really is it's intended to replace No Child Left Behind. And the Student Success Act really consolidates a lot of programs and gives all the authority back where the Constitution intended it for education. And it was widely lauded by both the administrators and school boards, associations, and the people that are actually supposed to be in charge of education at the local and state level.
Amy, appreciate the call. Weston and Hazen, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Congressman, I have a problem I have a problem with the new repair rules to put repairs on the depreciation schedule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we need to file a Form 3115 to make this change. We need to do that in 2014, or else we'll pay a $7,000 penalty. They call it a fee, but it's
of course, it's a tax. Penalty. Yeah.
It's unfair, it's an unfair burden for filers of all Schedule C, E, and F, and I'm wondering if we can undo that rule.
Well, I'm with you on it, obviously. And some of these things are rules being implemented by the IRS. Some of them, of course, are legislative. So I'm going to check more specifically. In fact, Weston, if you're willing to call back or stay on, I'd love to have somebody, one of our tax guys, talk more specifically with you on this so I could visit with some of the Ways and Means Committee members, too, and just see where we might be on some of that stuff. But we've heard a lot about the repair side of things as well. We talk a lot about the equipment and the capital investments, but there are other issues as well I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Thanks. But make sure you call back or call our office.
Actually, Weston, if you don't mind, just hang on.
Or hang on, sure.
We'll get the information. We'll forward that on to Congressman Cramer's office.
Yeah,
so you can be a resource on this issue, okay?
You bet.
All right. Sure.
Hang on just a second. We had an email question about something that Senator Jeff Sessions said specifically. This goes to, I guess, some of the criticism coming from the Senate side, but this was specifically on the immigration issue.
Sure.
And the best approach to stopping what the president's doing on the executive order. And he is using the term, hey, you're on the verge of breaking your campaign promise here by just doing symbolic votes on immigration. Only about a minute left, but tell me what the latest is specific to a response from the Republican leadership.
See, so I understand, but when we pass it in the House, all the Senate has to do is pass it too. You know what I mean? In other words, if Jeff Sessions would pass the bill that we're going to pass the Yoho bill that's introduced by Ted Yoho, a very good friend of mine from Florida. And so if the Senate can pass it too, it's not symbolic. And so it's interesting that a senator would be critical of the House's passage of these things, but they never pass anything. And so that's what I'm a little bit confused about, and frankly get a little bit frustrated about senators criticizing the House when the House has 385 bills sitting over there, that would do many of the things, including, by the way, a very good border security bill that we passed last summer. Very good. Border security bill that empowers states, that funds, doubles the funding for the National Guard to really, put Homeland Security where it belongs. and yet the Senate's never taken it up. So I've never seen Jeff Sessions deliver on any of those things. That's why I find it a little frustrating. I like Jeff Sessions a lot, and I like his ideas, but it's up to him to get them delivered in the Senate.
So real quickly, the stop on the what the president proposes on immigration is a law.
It's funding. People are absolutely right. That's why if we do this continuing resolution in Homeland Security that gets us through February, we can spend January and February on a more, you know.
Yeah, so you stop him on the funding, what he's trying to do, and then you pass the legislation that Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, back next Wednesday for more. Appreciate all the calls, questions, comments. Congressman Cramer, thank you. Have a great week.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.